Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and by Arlington Park. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, here with us. And Mr. McLean, as per usual, on an extended holiday weekend like this, coming to us from a secluded, unmarked location. Mr. McLean, good day. How are you, sir?
Doing great, buddy. You know, the 4th of July, we always try to make our trek down to Kentucky Lake, and I'm sitting here in the middle of Blood River with about 45 kids and seven responsible adults.
Oh, so you got to you had to rent the six kids per adult. I was getting ready to say you had to rent the adults. Okay, I understand. That's okay. All right, let's see. Speaking of responsible, you're responsible for getting us into the weekend and a huge weekend for the Stars and Stripes Festival up at Belmont.
Tremendous weekend, Buzzy, of racing, and this is really something that Belmont Park really kind of created to kind of go around the 4th of July holiday and put together a number of stakes races. And you know, it's really this Belmont Derby has really become a very nice race. And it gives horses that it's a grass race, but it also gives horses that have been kind of on the Triple Crown trail the opportunity to convert over and see if they want to run on the sod. And it's got a great field, as does the Belmont Oaks. And then, you know, the Suburban is a Grade 2 event. And the Dwyer, a Grade 3, has got Code of Honor going to run in there. So it's just a fantastic weekend of racing up at Belmont Park. And as we transition up in New York over to Saratoga here in a week or so.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about the Grade 1 Belmont Derby. Let's see, 14-horse field, three-year-olds in the 70th running of this Grade 1 million-dollar Belmont Derby Invitational. It's one of five stakes as part of that Stars and Stripes Racing Festival, offering $5.25 million in purse money. NBC will televise. And Plus Que Parfait, looking good heading into the Belmont Derby.
Yeah, this is a pea patcher, Buzzy. I mean, this horse ran down at Ellis Park to get started, trained by Brendan Walsh, a horse that obviously has run well on the all-weather surface over in Dubai. He won the Dubai Derby, came to Kentucky after that and ran in the Kentucky Derby and really ran a pretty solid race, Buzzy. We'll be converting back over to the grass in this particular event. But, you know, we saw win, capture the Manila Stakes on 4th of July in his conversion over to the grass up there. And you know, I think as you know, we get kind of critical of these three-year-olds through the Triple Crown Trail, but, you know, they have a tendency to come back around and validate themselves in the subsequent races. And we saw that with Win, who ran in the Derby, ran in the Preakness, he wins the Manila. I really love that horse. I think he's going to have an outstanding rest of the three-year-old campaign. And I think this horse... And I'm going to let you pronounce the French name, but I think this horse has got a big shot in the Belmont Derby.
Plus Que Parfait. Let's see. You got a couple of other international contenders. I believe that Aidan O'Brien has got a couple of shippers that he is bringing in. Blenheim Place and Cape of Good Hope.
You know, you've got to always respect Aidan O'Brien, you know, one of the world's most renowned and respected trainers. Anytime he ships over, you know, he's done so successfully in the past, whether it be in the Breeders' Cup or other races throughout the year. He's made it commonplace to ship into New York, and he'll take them back home over to England and Ireland and France, and then he'll come back again later in the year. But you've got to respect these horses as well as Chad Brown and all of those contingency that have, you know, done so well on the grass before, Buzzy.
So you got Brown, I think he's got four in. You've got Todd Fletcher with two in.
You know, these big trainers point for these big races, right?
And
you know, Chad Brown has probably made the most international moves, although he's based here in the States with his grass horses. You know, he trained under the great Bobby Frankel and really started out and was well known as a turf trainer before he started to get some really good dirt runners. So, you know, you got to respect Brown anytime he puts one, two, three, or four in, and then you got Aiden O'Brien. But, you know, I'm going to take a shot with the Derby horse and Brendan Walsh, and I'm going to take a shot because I think he's going to be some big odds, Buzzy.
All right, so there you go, Plus que parfait for Gino in the Belmont Derby. How about now the Grade 1 Belmont Oaks? It's another dandy race, $750,000. A mile and a quarter test on the inner turf field of nine sophomore fillies.
Yeah, they got three big. They call them the Turf Trinity today, or the Buzzy. And you know, this is just such a big race for the three-year-old fillies.
The concrete turf, the turf triple, turf triple.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You know, I love the word Trinity because it has so many great references.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, but you know, the fact is, this one we can boil down, I think, Buzzy, to two top contenders. Concrete Rose won at Churchill Downs on Derby Day or Derby weekend, and she is just tremendous, trained by George. Rusty Arnold from Lexington, and you know, she's just really become a top-notch filly, not only as a two-year-old but as a three-year-old, and she was just awesome in that performance at Churchill Downs. And then, of course, you've got Newspaper of Record, who's a Chad Brown trainee that, you know, that has been just tremendous. So I think it's a matchup that a lot of people are going to focus in on those two.
So the question is, are you going to focus in on those two?
I am, Buzzy. I'm going to take Concrete Rose. I think she will be a decent price, even though I think she is. Won that big race at Churchill and has obviously won some big races in the past, including the Breeders' Cup. I just think that this filly, they're going to play Newspaper of Record. They're going to play Chad Brown. I think they'll look at some other horses in the race. I think we can get a decent price, maybe a steal one here with Concrete Rose.
Okay, so there you have it. You'll have all of Gene's picks for this unbelievable Stakes Day, Stars and Stripes Festival at Belmont Park. You can get those on the PressBoxLTS.com, on our Facebook page as well. And I must say, Mr. McLean, I'm really kind of surprised that you did not mention the very latest, as of Tuesday, July 2nd, the very latest Breeders' Cup Classic rankings, which have Thunder Snow at number two ahead of your man, Catholic Boy, and only behind McKenzie right now.
You know, Buzzy, that Catholic Boy is running on the dirt. He's back on the dirt on Saturday in the Suburban. You know, he's run well. He won the Travers last year on dirt after winning the Belmont Derby on the grass. He went back to the grass to start this year and won, and now he's going back to dirt. Probably the most versatile top-end horse in the world right now, Catholic Boy. So I'm sticking with my boy, Catholic Boy in the Suburban. But before we leave, Buzzy, two things I wanted to touch on. One, the Churchill Downs meet concluded. And, I wrote something earlier this week about, so much has been made this spring and summer about safety of not only the riders but the horses themselves. And the Churchill Downs meet was just a tremendous success in terms of horses coming back from their starts in good order. And, I think they had like 3,000 and over 100 horses run.
Right.
All but three came back, and two of the horses that didn't suffered fatal heart attacks. So you never like to see one horse perish,
right,
no matter what. All God's creatures are very special, and we should take good care of them. But the success of that safety record at Churchill Downs this spring was just off the charts successful. And I think it would be worth noting on our show before we end the tremendous job that they've done.
All right, very good. That's the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and by Arlington Park. Mr. McLean, here's hoping that you and yours can rent some more responsible adults and watch after those children, and hope you have a great rest of your holiday weekend.
Yeah, I think there are more children than crappie in here now, Buzzy, but I want you, before the summer ends, to come and down with young Kim and dip your toes into the best water in America.
I'm in. Have a great weekend, buddy.
See you, brother. Love you, man.
Love you, pal.